Dave Carlsrud, who worked for the high school activities for a long time, was also before that an official in the Wapton area, and he was a unique official because he worked football, wrestling, and basketball. I don't know one other person that works wrestling and basketball, kind of a strange combination. But Dave, he probably would be the single person in North Dakota who's done more for officiating, I'd say, than any other person to raise the level of it. He was working in the North Central Conference back when he got the high school activities job, and they had just better instruction because you crossed paths with the Big Ten people and that worked opposite sports in that league. And Dave brought a lot of that to North Dakota. I'm very thankful for that.
Now, is it tougher to get officials or folks of the younger generation excited about being an official, or are you still filling up all the voids?
I always went with the philosophy that when you needed a group of officials, they'd come along, and that kind of held true for quite a while, but really, since we've moved the basketball seasons together, we've put such a strain on officials that we've washed some of them out, worked some of them too hard. And then the other side of it is a lot of the young kids, as soon as they have one bad experience, they go, I'm going to go do something else. So they don't have the mentality of staying into it for the long haul. And we're trying to work with the coaches on the other side of it to let the young kids referee and let them get a little longer in the tooth before they make a decision to get out without even realizing what it could be.
You're an experienced official. What would you say somebody who's young and how to pace themselves, or if they're interested in becoming an official, what would you say to them?
Well, one, I think you've got to go into it with the mindset that I'm in this for the long haul, because there's going to be bumps in the road wherever you go, and that's just a normal part of any job. And the other side of it is that it isn't just something that you casually do. You've got to learn rules, you've got to learn the nuances of the game, and so you fit in. And if you'll put time in on it, people will respect you for putting time and effort into something. And then once you learn how to do it, they'll expect a little more out of you. But if they get the feeling that you're not working at it that hard, then they'll kick you to the curb a little more quickly. That's a big thing from when I started. You've had to find someone that would teach you how to do it and kind of take you under their wing. Now there is so much out there. There are camps everywhere. The instruction level is very good. And there's things on the internet. There's just all kinds of, things that will help you get better. If you're interested in becoming an official, you'd contact the North Dakota High School Activities Association. And you have to register, number one. They also have a where you can register to referee by sport, or they now have a local officials registration that is really a good deal for beginning officials, where you register and you would be eligible to take to work really any sport, but only at the JV level or below. And that they've been keeping stats on that the last few years, and they've had pretty good luck with a certain percentage of them that start in that capacity have moved over to full-time officials. But we are in need of officials really in all sports, but football and basketball are probably seeing the tightest pinch, I guess. And girls softball, I know in Minot we are short umpires for the softball side.